This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher. Here's composer Howard Shore describing his approach to film music versus concert music.
I compare it to different brushes, that the film music is a wider brush, the concert music is a smaller brush, is more detailed that I can do in terms of the counterpoint, the harmony, the orchestration. And of course, the breaths are different. The phrasing is different. The ideas can be developed in a different way.
Howard Shore has recorded and composed music for about 80 films, including J.R.R. Tolkien's massive trilogy, The Lord of the Rings. These days, he told me he's writing more concert music, and he's just released a new recording featuring two of his concertos, Mythic Gardens, a concerto for violoncello and orchestra featuring Sophie Schau, and Long Long is the soloist on the piano concerto, which is titled Ruin and Memory.
The piano concerto came first, Ruin and Memory, and it was a commission for the 200th anniversary of Chopin. And it was premiered in Beijing by Long Yu and the China Philharmonic, and it was written specifically for Long Long, who premiered it and did the recording. And then I wanted to write another piece, really a companion piece for it, and I had a commission from Sophie Schau, New York cellist. And I wanted to write a piece that also reflected the piano concerto, which I had just finished. I wrote it in a similar language to the Chopin piece, essentially a 19th century neoclassical work, if you will. And I used three Italian gardens as the inspiration for this concerto.
Howard Shore told me it was a natural fit for him to write to the beauty of these Italian gardens. Nature often inspires him, whether he is composing for the concert hall or the movie screen.
I found that when writing the music for Lord of the Rings, I connected, I think, to Tolkien's life and his story through nature, because I wondered how I made this connection to him. And I live in an oak wood in New York and have created a garden there with my wife, Elizabeth, and we've worked on it for many, many years, 25, 30 years. And I've discovered that as the garden improved, the music kept improving. And there must have been something in the inspiration of the beauty of the forest and the garden that we created in it that really inspired my work.
Your Canadian colleague, director David Cronenberg, said something really special about you. He said that your Canadianness is very much what makes you who you are as a composer. You don't impose yourself in an aggressive way. You compromise. You work to understand other people's point of view and how those elements all work together. And I felt like I was hearing that in this piano concerto, Ruin and Memory. Especially in the orchestrations, how they frame so gently the piano soloist.
I like to really write for the movement, the breathing of the performer. And so I'm really conscious of, you know, working, as you're saying, like around the edges. So even in film, you know, quite often I would write scores that worked around the corners of the frame, worked around the edges, and supported the narrative. In the same way I'm doing that with Long Long, I'm putting him in the spotlight and just putting the beauty of the orchestra around him so every movement to the piano is supported and beautiful.
Composer Howard Shore using his smaller brush to frame the natural beauty of his concertos, featured on a brand new recording with pianist Long Long and cellist Sophie Schau. That's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.